This is Gemara Bamitsia Daf Mem Gimel. Let me pick it up on the top of Mem Gimel and Aleph as we begin the final Mishnah. I shouldn't say the final Mishnah, the final blot. Tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shemaya will be wrapping up this incredible third perek. Says the Mishnah, Mavgin Mo'iz Itzel Shulchani. If someone deposits money with a Shulchani, a shulchani is a money changer. So, if you bundle up the money, the money changer is not allowed to use them. Levikel, therefore, mob them if they're lost. On ideas that we already touched upon, that in scenarios in which the shomer is not allowed to use the item, why is he not allowed to use the item? Because they're in the mannerism in which they're not to be touched, they're wrapped up, so they just stay like they are. Then the shomer is not chayiv if it's lost, because he had no right to use them. Mutarim, if they are untied, yishtamish ben, we can use them. Lefikach ma'avdu, if they're lost, chayiv acher yusan, he's obligated. That's case A of Eitzel Shulchani. Eitzel balabayis. If someone deposits money by a balabayis, and now of course the halacha changes. Says the Mishnah, whether it was tied up or not, bein surim bein mutarin lo yishtamish ben, the Baal Bayis not allowed to use it, lefikach therefore amavdu einoy chayiv achri yusan, Baal Bayis is not chayiv. And the Mishnah concludes that what about a chenvini? A chenvini has a din of a Baal Bayis, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehudah Omer, a chenvini kishulchani. So really, one din, which is how do we deal with the money that's deposited by a shomer for safekeeping? The first we have by a shulchani, depends if it's tied up or not, if he can use it. If it's untied, you assume the shulchani is getting rights to use the item. If it's by a baal bayis, irregardless, it cannot be used. And if it's by the chenvani, says the Mishnah, then we have a machloikas whether. We have a machlekes by the chenvani, whether it has a din of a shulchani or whether it has a din of a baal habayis. Says the Hilge Gemara, Mishom ditzroirin lo mishtamish bem. The first part of the Mishnah taught us that a shulchani cannot use it if it's tied up. Is that true? Amrav Asi, Amrav Yehuda, bitzroiram v'chasumim shanu. We're dealing with a case that it was tied up and chasumim, it was sealed, and therefore that is the reason it cannot be used. Rav Mari Amar Bekasher Mishona, it's an interesting not. Meaning what we're saying is it's not stam that it's tied up. It's tied up in a particular, a peculiar manner. Ikidami boy Rav Yer Bekasher Mishona my teku, and it's a shaila. Rashi, two lines in the top, just speaking out the hava mina. Rashi says, Maikili das yishkan. Where does it show for the fact that the money is tied up that you don't want the money changer to use the money? You're giving it to a money changer. Isn't it normal to give it whether it's tied or not so you should be able to use it? On that, and then we have the truths of the Gemara, whether it's true v'chasumim or whether it is with a kesher mishuna. We continue quoting the next part of the Mishnah, which was what? Mutarin. If it's given to a money changer untied, the halacha is Yishtamish Bahen, he is allowed to use the money. Omar Ravuna teaches Ravuna v'afilu nensu. The din in the Mishnah that the money changer is chayiv, says Ravuna, it's even if it was an oines, it was an unavoidable mishap, but because he has rights to use the item, therefore the halacha is he's chayiv in all scenarios. Asks the Gemara for the terminology of the Mishnah. Why? What did the Mishnah say? 13 lines down, the first one line is Nensu. V'avdu katani. The Mishnah said the item was lost. It didn't say that it was an Aines. Explains the Gemara. Kedir Rabba. Like the opinion of Rabba, Dama Rabba, Rabba taught. Nignavu Ballistin Mizuyin. Avdu Shetava Svinasa Bayam. So even though you're right, the Mishnah says avdu, but it means lost in the mannerism of an oinis. Teretz number one of the Mishnah. So this is the Shita of Rav Huna that Rav Huna is teaching us that in the scenario that it was untied, the halacha is that you are chayiv for oinsim. Comes along Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Omar teaches Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Amar teaches Rav Nachman that in the case of Nensu, in the case of an Aines, why? You're not Chayef. You're only Chayef for Avdu. Amarle Rav al Rav Nachman says Rav to Rav Nachman the Dachtar Menensu, why? Alma, Lavi Shaul Alayu. So we see you're not considered a Shayel, but says the Gemara one second. And therefore the question is, then why is he chayiv if it's getting lost? Amar le responds, Rav Nachman, Madina lecha, this I'm asking, I admit to you. Dahayel v'nene mehene, that since he gets hanam, therefore he has to provide a level of hana to the owner, meaning, Be'ahu hana di misramile zavino. Let's say a good deal came by with him and he needed some extra cash. He would be able to buy it with that money. Therefore, says Rav Nachman, so even though Rav Nachman is of the opinion that you're not chayef for einshin, but says Rav Nachman, he's indeed a shomer sachar. Why? Because he's potentially able to utilize the money in a situation. Continues the Gemara, Isi Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna, you Rav Huna learned that you're chayiv for einshin. Ask Rav Nachman from the following Mishnah. Hamavgin ma'ez ezel shulchan yim surun la'ishtam yishben lefik l'maitzi lo'y ma'al ha'gizbar v'mutarim. What if it's untied? Yishtam yishben yikuz lefik l'maitzi if they're utilized. Ma'al ha'gizbar, the gizbar is ayvra me'ila for utilizing holy items for mundane purposes. Says the Gemara v'yamrin avilun ensu. But if according to you, Rav Huna, you're chay for even oinsin. Ma'ariya hoitzi, afiloi hoitzi nami. So what's the reason why the Mishnah says that he spent the money? Even if he didn't spend the money, the fact you're chay for oinsin should as well consider that this level of me'ila. Omer le, you're right. Tu odin avgav lo yitzi. Invite an erasha yitzi, atani seifa, nami yitziu. But it is indeed the same din. And we move over to the next Mishnah, which again is similar halachas of the Shomer, utilizing the item. Says the Mishnah, Ashaleach yad bebikadon. Someone has a bikadon, someone gives someone an item, a deposit, a safe keep. Says the Mishnah, you use that item. Beishamei ayrim yilake bechaser ubiyaser. Says Beishamei, because you use the item, you the Shomer suffers. Whether it's a loss or an increase, basilaimrim, no. Kishas, you have to pay the value that it's worth when you use it. Rabbi Kiva, Imer, Kishas, Atviya. Says the Gemara, what exactly is going on over here? Omar, Rabbo, let's begin with the din of Rabbo. Hi, man, the gozel chavita, the chamra, mechavre, son who stole a barrel of wine from his friend, meikara, shavio, zuza. Hashtia Shava Arba. Originally, the barrel of wine was worth one zuz, and now it was destroyed in the hands of the ganav, and now it's worth four zuz. So, what does the ganav have to pay? Says the Braisa. Tavra Yoshasya, if the ganav himself broke it or drank the wine, then he pays the higher value right now. Mishalim Arba. Itvar Mimil, if it broke on his own, Mishalim Zuza. So my time, what is the reason when he destroys the item, he has to pay the value that it's worth when he destroyed it? You'll be able to turn it in its current state. So therefore, who shaita that moment that you ruined it, the kashasile or the katavarle, you drank it or you broke the barrel. Consider that at that moment you stole it. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, 10 lines in the bottom of the verse, it's Tanan. Call Agaz, Lanavi Shalom, Kishasak Zela. Continues Rabban explaining the Braisa, Itvar Mimila, if it broke in its own, Misham Zuzo, my time up. Hashta, loy ovin love, loy me, do not do anything, I might come a chayv islay. Why would you be chayv? A yishaita, the gazla, a yishaita, Zuzu, the shavya. When you stole it, it was worth a zuz, and therefore that's what you pay. So Rabbah explains this case of the Mishnah. I should say better, the case of Gezeila, similar to the case of the Mishnah. Someone who's stealing a barrel of wine from his friend, he has to pay the current higher value. Says the Gemara, Tinat, five lines from the bottom, dives the Gemara into the depth behind our Mishnah, Vesila Laimrim Gishasaitza. Said Vesila in a Mishnah, the Shomer pays the value of the item at the time it was utilized, time it was removed from its Mishnah. Man Gishasaitza says the Gemara, Yilim Gishasaitza, I'm an Oilam, Obemai. Is it such a mandamer that says you could pay less? But so what is this case? Says the Gemara as we turn over to Megillah and Beis. Elab Shita, what's going on over here is what? You have to pay the value that it was worth when you took it out of the possession of the Bailim. Says the Gemara, Lema, so it should come out on the second line of Memgilum Abis. Says the Gemara, Lema, Rabba, Tamar Kibay Shammai. Says the Gemara, Rabba holds like Bay Shammai. Why don't we say that Rabba holds like Bay Shammai? Is that what comes out? So, of course, we never want to be forced to say that our explanation is only working with the opinion of Bay Shammai. So rather, says the Gemara, two lines down, Mem Gimla Beis, Amar Lacha, Rabba, as follows. Be yeser, when the item increases in value, Kumala Pligi, keep Pligi Bechaser, Bechamis, Havashik, Chazad, and Shrik, Chisarain, going back to Machlekes that we had prior. Bechamai holds that Shrik, Chazad, when you use an item, in Shrik, Chazad, does not depend upon the item being ruined and lost. And therefore, when the Shomer takes the item, even before there is a loss, it's considered that it's in his possession. Therefore, when it went down in value, went down in value in his own rishos. Whereas Beisil Savri Shechaziat Shri Chasar, and therefore Chichasar Bershusa Demari Chasar, because he didn't yet make a kinyan. It says the Gemara 1 second, Al-Hadamar Rava. So Rav is going with Veshameh, which we don't want to say. Says the Gemara, you're right, 12 lines down, Alaga B'maya Eskinan. What's the case over here? Kigoin. For example, Shatiltla, the item was used, Ahavi Aleha Geislais, to be able to reach the chickens. Ubishal Shalimidas, come if you hopefully sound familiar that the case you're referring to is not a proper gazlan, meaning not one that wants to steal bikavana. So and takes the item without das. Beishami savri shlosh lomi das. Gazlan avi is a gazlan chaser b'shusay didei chaser. And therefore it's considered that you stole the item, and therefore when does it go down in value? It goes down in value in your possession because you're considered that you stole it. Whereas beisil el savri says beisil el shlosh lomi das. But asks the Gemara, El Adamai Rava, that which Rava said. Shayel Shalaymi Das, L'Rabbanon Gazlin Havi. According to the Rabbanon, that Shayel Shalaymi Das is a Gazlin. Comes out, what? Lema Rava Damar Kibay Shammai. So we keep on having the same issue. The issue being that subsequent prices seem to keep on falling into the opinion of Vishamai, which we do not want. Elahacha says the Gemara about 20 lines down. First word of line is Ravach suggests the Gemara we're talking about. Bishvach shal gzeila kamifligi. Vishamai savri shvach gzeila didn't exalave. The increase in the item goes to the nigzal, the one that the item was stolen from the owner. We sell savvy shas gzeila the gazlan have you plugged a dani tanoi, and this is an older machlokes to Tanya. Ha gozel es arochel, if someone steals a sheep, causes a shears of a yod and gives birth, meshalim isa, if they pay it back, vazgizaisavas l'daisel, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Imer, gzeila chazeres be'ene. Take a nami, take a ton of bishami, like a chasavias of his homage, as I saw, Shema Amino. So it ends up that the machlekes is v'shevach shel gezela, and it patterns a previous machlekes how you return the gezela. We continue with the two dots smack in the middle of the amid of mem gimel and beis. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Kishas Atviya says Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah third din, the shomer has to pay the value at the time of the Tviya, at the time of a Bezdin. Omer Rabbi Yud Omer Shema Lachik Rabbi Akiva. Omer Rabbi Akiva Mike Vimakim Sheyesh Edim. When there are Edim, my time, a wise Rabbi Akiva Mike Damar Kral Asher Hula Yitzinenu Biyam Ashmasai. Vakiva Deika Edim. By Ushaita, from that moment to the Chayiv Le Ashma, since there's Edim, it's considered that for that moment you are Chayiv. Omer Le Rav Ishia, Le Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Ata Omer Kain. Hochi Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechel, Chalik Rabbi Kiva, Filu B'makar Sheish Edim. The opposite, it's like Nikit Amri. The Rabbi Kiva argues even when there's Edim, my time, Domer Kola, Asher Ulai, Yidnan Abiyam Ashma, Soi. On the day of the guilt, v'chid beidinu to come machayev le asham and bezdin is the one that's machayev him for the guilt, and therefore, whether in this lashon there are witnesses or not, Rav Kiva holds you always pay at the shas at the value the item is worth when they're sitting in court. Omar le Rav Zira li Rav Abba bar Papa asks Rav Zira to Rav Abba bar Papa. Ki azas ahasam when you go to Eretz Yisrael, akiv sulma desor. Ascend the ladder, make a detour up Mount Tzur, Sumas Tzur, Va'ol Ligabei, Rav Yaakov Ridi, and go visit Rav Yaakov Ridi, buy me and ask him. Yishmiel the Rav Yechel Lachik Rav Kiva, in a Lachik Rav Yekiva. Ask him, what's the halacha? Do we pass like Rav Kiva or not? Amar Leachem Rav Yechel Lachik Rav Kiva, lo Oilam. Not only do we pass like Rav Kiva, we do lo Oilam. My lo Oilam says, Gemara Rav Ashi, Shlo Taimer, Honey Mili, don't say this is only Echad like a Eidim. Havel Echad Ike Eidim, loy. Vinami, the Hajjal Adokhta, the Itzvara, Lafukim, the Rav Yishmael. Tamar Levina Das Bailim, Kamashlan, Divina Das Bailim, Rav Amar, Halacha, Kibbeis, Hillel. Says Rav, no, the Repasik like Beis Hillel, and therefore you pay with the value what it was worth when you left, when you took it out of the owner's property. We begin the next Mishnah, we'll pick it up from the Gemara in the next year. If someone has a kavana, he wants to misuse the item, and he says such as Rashi speaks out, Amar Bifnei Edim. He says in front of Edim, Etel Pekdani Shablani Latzmi, I'm going to take the item for myself. Says Beisilal, good intentions, bad intentions. You said you're going to use it. Lamaisa says Beisilal, until you shalach Mayad, you're not chayiv. Shenemar and lo shachlab dechzreyu. Hot as a chavis, if you tilted the barrel of an atalim and a revias, if you took out a revias, a wine minishman and broke it and shalom a revias, hagbio! But if you picked it up an atalim and a revias, then minishman and shalom to make kula, as we'll see, because it's a kidney that is affected, and therefore you have to pay for the whole thing and the eventuality of its breaking. Pick it up from the top of Mendalat as we'll finish the parak tomorrow, b'siyata dishmaya.